Anand Zaki's with us for the business news.
Kia ora, Guyon. Atamaria, good morning. Coming up in today's bulletin, low unemployment to alleviate negative equity risks, Z Energy to tackle the retirement savings pay gap, and the latest from the financial markets. Home buyers are being advised not to get wound up over the prospect of negative equity in their home as prices decline. Negative equity is when the value of a mortgage exceeds the sale value of a property. Latest data shows the average house price has slipped nearly 5% over the past 3 months to just under $990,000, a 12-month low. CoreLogic chief property economist Calvin Davidson says negative equity may only be a problem for some homeowners if they need to sell.
There are some people who are probably already in their situation who purchased third quarter of last year, fourth quarter of last year, and have seen the value of their property fall. Now, also important to note, that's only on paper until you sell, and with unemployment very low, there's not a lot of forced selling pressure. So people, provided they've got their job, and that seems to be the likelihood over the next 6 to 12 months that unemployment is going to stay low, negative equity doesn't need to be a disaster.
Calvin Davidson says in a declining market, homeowners refinancing at higher interest rates will have to prioritise spending to offset the costs. Fuel retailer Z Energy is moving to narrow the retirement savings pay gap and urging other companies to follow suit. It's going to pay full KiwiSaver contributions to all staff on any type of parental leave and to part-time staff as well. Research shows women's average retirement savings are 20% less than men's because of parental leave or other family demands. Z's Chief People Officer Helen Sedcol says the provision applies to any staff member and is important not just in terms of pay gaps, but also staff retention.
We know that if people are worrying about their finances, it's not good for them and it's not good for us. And we'd rather keep our people. We'd rather not lose our people because they feel that they're struggling financially or that they've got themselves into a situation where they think they can't work and have children. So that's kind of our position on it. We'd really encourage other employers to see whether they can do the same.
That's Z Energy's Chief People Officer Helen Sedcol. A cybersecurity company is calling on watchdogs and the government to increase scrutiny over privacy of New Zealand data held by the social media platform TikTok. It follows international concerns about what access the Chinese government has to the platform's data. CyberCX says while TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance is privately owned, data stored in mainland China and held by Chinese companies can legally be accessed by the Chinese government for national security reasons. CyberCX Director of Security Testing and Assurance Adam Boileau says there are worries about what TikTok can do to influence its users.
It's not unreasonable to imagine that the sort of data that a company like TikTok can collect compared to, this is, may recall, the Cambridge Analytica scandal with Facebook providing data for political use in the US, having their data being harvested for political use. TikTok and organizations like that can kind of do that by design rather than as a sort of side effect of what they're doing.
That's Adam Boileau from CyberCX. Well, turning to the markets, Wall Street's main indices are in the red after some mixed earnings results. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.25%, the S&P 500 down 0.5%, and the Nasdaq down 1.2%. The New Zealand dollar is at 62.7 US cents, 90.2 Australian, 52 British pence, 0.615 euro, 84.8 Japanese yen. Brent crude oil down 0.4% to $96.26 a barrel, and gold is up $6 to $1,811 US dollars an ounce. Updated numbers for you around 8:30.